We're recording.
Hello! Jake's. How are ya?
What up?
The Mexican. Chat, what are we talking about? What are we starting off with?
Anyway, on to some rugby news and discussion.
Alright, let's kick it off with Six Nations. Big day to day.
Wales!
Big day to day.
Wales!
Big day to day. Because you know what? Three teams can win it, okay? Obviously, Wales, Ireland.
Dude, he gets so
watching, we're watching up the Queen's College.
Keep it going!
Keep it going!
Keep it going!
Can you feel it?
Funny story about this game.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Don't lie. Say just because you played against him doesn't mean you.
I actually know.
Oh, because the best of them.
Yes, the best of them. Okay. Same team.
No,
I was playing against him. Oh gosh. That field that is talking about, he received 50 points.
Oh.
Against that, so
this went a completely different way. I thought you were going to say he was actually good.
Unfortunately, he actually got injured first play. He got Ajax I think he received the ball, then he got hit by one of our flankers, James Goss. This guy is a beast. Obliterated. Anyway, Six Nations.
Eastern Cape rugby, schools rugby, Eastern Cape. You never know.
I never know what you're gonna
do. My number one. Six Nations.
Who do you raise with?
Wales is looking. Wales is looking alright. England, to start off with,
it's a big
with the defensive patterns and the newfound configuration, they look like, you know. We're gonna go through, but coming now.
You know what? I think obviously I think England will beat Scotland today. They'll get a bonus point.
I think they will.
Because there's that emotion. Because remember last year they had the scuffle in the tunnel.
Owen Farrell
and pushed a few after the warm-up.
Heading
back into the changing rooms. Owen Farrell shoves a few of the Scottish guys. There's a tussle, there's a fight, and then obviously Scotland go out and they.
He actually looks like a guy who looks. His face is just.
He just looks miserable, right?
Not miserable.
Just intense. Just intense.
Douchey.
So then, obviously, Scotland made the most of it when they beat England. So obviously, England, I think today. Bonus point win. But obviously, the big one.
I prefer the captain.
Yeah, sure, the captain.
I'm emotional for them to play a part in that if they revisit their scuffles from.
A few moments later.
Interesting times.
A big swing.
Perfect.
Thankfully they didn't.
But here we are watching them go for 4.
Go for 4.
Go for 3 in a row. 3 in a row.
Yeah, I know 4 o'clock, but they went for 3 in a row.
In the dinner room.
Sorry, I'm just making sure.
And then you fall.
Yeah.
Four. Do you think
they'll do it?
Do you think they're in a position to do it?
Yeah, they are. I think they're in a good position.
I think they need to be wary of Chiefs' performance. Super.
Yeah.
Because that could mess up psyche, one of the key players. Roddy Rotelli, you mean, goes into it with the wrong mindset.
I told you about it yesterday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, yes.
Isn't he seeing
Gilbert and Walker? He's seeing a sports psychologist. He's seeing their mental skills coach. He's seeing the All Blacks mental skills coach. So,
but yes, now.
You get it.
Because he hasn't
ever
in his life
lost 4
played for a team that has lost 4 games in a row.
Ever.
That is the brilliance of New Zealand, right?
The shift.
No, this guy through his whole career, he's never played four teams that has lost 4 in a row. 4 games in a row. His first time ever was EA season, he had 2-1.
Is this the brilliance of the team he's played in?
Individuals in the team. But it also means the teams that he has played in.
Exactly. In the Blues heaven to his last game.
Yeah, but it's
you are the Chiefs. I understand that. I'm saying you said the Blues were New Zealand rugby.
Okay.
And I'm saying rugby in general, New Zealand has some terrible teams as well.
But isn't it why they say the Blues? But that's why they said the Blues were in crisis.
Exactly my point. And how many from the Chiefs?
But no,
discontent.
The All Blacks will do it. They'll do it. Last season, I think, yeah, people are getting carried away. I think people are getting carried away with the fact that last season they were trying out a new game plan. If you want to go into specifics, when they had their 1-3-3-1, they were using the front, they were using the props as the playmaker. And of those props, Carl Tui Nukuafe was his debut season at that level. So he doesn't have the talent, he didn't have the skills for it.
And I also think it is good with the weaknesses, call them weaknesses, and been exposed at this point rather than
later on.
In the previous years, it would be exposed during the actual tournament.
I mean, think about it. It's like now, like Ireland now. Everyone was saying Ireland is unbeatable, best team in the world.
Northern Hemisphere.
Everyone. Okay, we'll say Northern Hemisphere. They were saying that. But look at what happened after they were beaten up by England. They were shit. They almost lost to Scotland. Italy, they were poor. They were very bad against Italy. They pulled it together against France. But look at that, okay? This is over how many weeks? This is over. But this was over how many weeks? That slump lasted how many weeks? And that's the issue. If you're in a World Cup now,
if you can't recover,
it's
World Cup. Kutarajwa kwa the World Cup in money game.
Yeah, that's it.
One shot, one cue.
If you can't,
for the fans, please explain what money game means.
If you lose, you're out.
It's all
the money goes to the winner. No second place, no gold medal goes to one.
So, but like,
I guess you can afford to fumble.
Well, the first game, one game in the group stages.
But what happens is now your draw when it comes to quarterfinals and you are put up against a stronger opponent. So, the chances of actually making it through.
We'll see how the Welsh deal with the Irish today, or how the Irish deal with the
We'll see
how that goes. I mean, there's a lot of subtext in that game, obviously, with Warren Gatlin, Sean O'Brien, the things that were said after the Lions tour. You know, there are a lot of points to prove, but like I said, the game is going to be one of the back three. Whoever can win the aerial battle, whoever's positioning is better, is going to take that game. And unfortunately for Ireland, Liam Williams is in form. That other wing, David, the guy who scored against England, the crossfield kick, brilliant form. George North, brilliant form. Keith Earls is the only one who's performing. Rob Carney has been up and down because he was dropped, back in, injury, what. Keith Earls, great form. Stockdale, he's due a good performance. He hasn't lived up to the way he played last season, and I think his confidence is a bit low. So it's gonna be interesting how they deal with that aerial battle. And I guess that's why they've opened the roof.
George North is a beast.
Yeah.
Didn't he play that team?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Land of Blue or whatever. Who do you think will finish last? Watch the Italians surprise the French.
Yeah.
Watch them.
It
can happen.
You know what? That would actually be a good
thing.
Because you know, both those guys are done for that win. So
they don't want Wooden Spoon.
It would be a big game.
They don't want Wooden Spoon.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What's happening to French rugby?
Nothing. It's not like something has changed drastically. It's always happening.
Apart from Racing Metro, if you look at their clubs, apart from Racing Metro, everybody plays same and to lose at times, right? Maybe to lose at times. Everybody plays the same slow game, big dudes running into each other, give it to a Fijian guy, ta ta ta, step, and maybe score. They all just want to, it's too attritional. One, their game is too attritional, so it's not very skill based. It's not very skill based in terms of moving defenders and all of that, right? Two, you've got issues with from the board level, it's a mess. Then you've got old players who used to play for France who come back and try to get involved and make it even worse. Ah, it's a mess. Why do you think they won the under 20 World Championship last year.
Hey, and they were these things, and that is not George.
No, the back those, row, the back, George and Joseph, those, my friends.
Those youngsters.
Oh,
that back was actually immense. In that
number eight, that Jordan and Joseph kid. Have you seen him for Racing Metro? Like, he's 18. He's 18 this year.
Ah, that kid is a beast.
He's a monster.
I don't know. I thought I was sitting though.
Yeah, almost. They are now French citizens.
It's a sad. But yeah, I think that's just the same. It's not like if they stayed there, you know, they would have gotten to those heights. Which is the sad thing I think about a lot of our African countries and a lot of our rugby unions. There's a gap between the levels their players reach in high school and the development that they have to go through during uni time. And getting to club, right? Wow. So it's very difficult.
But having said that, though, even when you look at our players in high school, I think there's also a gap. There's also a deficiency there as well.
But look, high school. The thing is, high school, the deficiency isn't so great. So if you put them in a proper setup, they're able to catch up and develop at the same pace or even quicker than the people they put up with.
Craven Week proves my point. What I'm saying
is, but when those youngsters picked from Craven Week,
right,
then they put up in a setup.
But that's the thing, and now we're looking at the absolute cream of the crop. Whereas you get, what I'm saying is, the coaching or what those kids get exposed to, the young, you can get an average kid and you can get him up to a certain point, right? And he can get into a provincial academy or into a sub-union academy or anything like that. But like you're saying, with the Craven Week kids, you have to be absolutely exceptional for you to then get picked up. So yes, we say that there are a lot of gaps everywhere that need to be filled. But the one that stands out the most, one way of saying, there's no continuity. You come from the intensity of school with rugby, and then
stuff was quite intense. Eh? It was actually quite intense. Like training 4 times a week. But to be complete, actually, I think it just depends on what school you're at. But yeah, intensity at high school is way higher than it is. But it's because we don't know club level.
I think we must stay away from Bushkin.
No, we're about to drift into
global. No. So Super Rugby.
I am just saying.
Super Rugby.
It's not professional.
Okay, no, that's fine. It's fine. So Super Rugby. What makes them say they're so good?
Hey, they.
What makes them so good? What makes them the most complete team?
They've just gotten to another level. That they found themselves. In that bracket that they've got. Those passes that they're throwing are not my 50-50.
They're not 50-50.
My 80-20. My 90-10.
They've got their culture and their chemistry down to such a science that for you to even get into that team, you've got to be able to fit in.
Their emphasis, I think, is brilliant in that they don't focus so much on their opposition. They focus a lot on themselves. So they don't really care what's going on in the other unions or whatever. What they care about is what they do, is them getting better. And I think ultimately that's the point of difference for them. But they're not distracted by what anyone else is doing. They're purely focused on their goal and they trust in their systems and they perfect their systems. That's why they're so good. And it's so sad to see like there's like Auckland, we see kids moving from the blue, from Auckland, like Brendan Eno's from Auckland. Crusaders now. He's now the next big thing.
My G, the rugby they're playing is attractive. If you're a rugby player, what you want in life ultimately, even all of us here as rugby players, what we want is to play the best possible rugby that we can.
Yeah.
And where would you do that? At the best rugby playing club. So if you can give it to the Crusaders, those guys are sponsored by Caterpillar. My G?
I'm done.
These are things they've been working. They understand each other. They understand all the individuals that they're playing around. So I'm just like, we are not far away. There's no offload. There's no ones that are pushing up. If I'm running there, I'm probably going to get them. I'm most likely going to get. These guys, they've got a never die attitude. Did you see that offload? When was it, like two weeks ago?
Oh, Matai.
Ah, Baba,
what was that? You see, the thing is, people focus so much on the offload, but they don't actually focus on the line more on the rest.
This is what I'm saying.
If you watch that part again, he passes the ball and he keeps shouting, Masa.
Slips away from Evans, got too close to the top side, but he got it away to Malanga. And in they go, the Crusaders.
So
he's shouting, Masa.
Why are you going to try this?
I don't know why you're in
there. Wow.
Come back, man.
Wow.
Come on, it's 2019, bro.
Wow.
Bring it back.
Okay. Okay. This is it.
Were you using the same matter?
Maybe it means run or inside. Pass, Baba. Pass. I don't know. Super Rugby. South African Conference. Blue Bulls are going to take their conference. Those guys are playing enjoyable rugby.
Like, yes, the Creole.
You can really, really
speak me.
Enjoy watching it. But they're playing, playing good rugby.
You know, they've.
And the that's fine with
this. But the way they've developed over the past few years, the way they've developed over the past few years has been something else. Because. No, seriously, because they've taken their time.
What do you say? Go on,
what? No, seriously, because I think they were average, very, very average. But they were still trying to do what the Crusaders were doing. They're trying to perfect their system and find a way that they can play. A way that they can play that doesn't necessarily rely on old school, just beat everybody up.
It's unfortunate that their captain is out for the rest of the season. I think they're trying to get him ready for the World Cup. Is our chairman calling Lute
DeJaco? But no, they made some good signings. They made three very good signings.
They're cutting people now?
Yeah, they cut. They've got a big payroll. And unfortunately, they're funneling their resources where they need to go. And it's interesting enough, the Stormers, that's what's wrong with the Stormers, because they refuse to invest in scout Brits. because they said there was a younger player. So let's not pick Stock, let's just pick someone else. And the same thing with Romulo. They said, we've got a younger guy, we'd love to free you to come, but we're not going to pay you this much. We've got a younger guy, we've got our academy and stuff. We're going to back the younger horse, which has come to back. It's really bit through the ass.
It makes sense for the long run, though.
For the long run, it makes sense, but at the end of the day, right now,
because I think even the Blue Bulls, also, these guys are going to go to World Cup. And I'm pretty sure that after the World Cup, if you push it, you get maybe a season and a half out of those senior players.
But having said that, if they can afford to cut 100 players, imagine how many guys are waiting in the wing. Because you've got, even if you look, there's what Timberlani brought in, there's Tim Agava, who's an absolute monster. They've got people waiting in the wings to come in and take the opportunity. And it's good to see the Blue Bulls doing well.
Where's Jumbo Lengo?
He was cut, man. He was
gone.
He's gone, he's out. He's done. He was released. Don't know which union he's
at. That fullback. Warren is a good player.
Great player.
He's a very good player.
Great player. You know, and even Manny Lugo, who's behind Pollard,
nah.
He's a good player.
Pollard himself.
That's a great.
He's a full. He's package of the
yeah. He's. Yeah. It's now unequivocal. It's unequivocal.
I was speaking to some people and they were saying that he'd be better for World Cup than he's going to be chosen in first center.
At 12. I guess you have to go horses for horses.
Will it work? And if it does,
if it does work,
isn't it... wouldn't it be pertinent for him to actually get some game time with Blue Bulls at
12?
Yeah, good. Because you don't want to get to World Cup time. Hey! That game sucked. No, it didn't suck.
It was good to see McKenzie stretching his legs.
That's because I chose the wrong team to win.
My man.
That's why it sucked.
I actually put my money on Chiefs for this game.
Really?
Yeah. They weren't going to take another L.
No, they can't afford to.
But they didn't want to win this game. They weren't desperate enough to win. That turnover in the 82nd minute. If you turn over a ball there, possession there, you're going for the try or you're going for the penalty.
Now you see how much they miss Sam Kane. Sam Kane is extremely underrated. I wasn't happy with Wainui's defense here, though. Come on. He's actually a center. He's actually a 13. It was a great line, but still, he could have done better.
How do you think McKenzie? Hey,
he was flat-footed. He was.
How do you think McKenzie's brother did?
Money.
Yeah.
Standard. Good.
But that guy is not All Blacks material.
Marty.
Like there are some lines.
Marty.
Yeah.
No, Marty's not. He's not All Blacks material. I mean, he's a good Super Rugby player. Him and Jack Tabrissini should be fighting for the 10 jersey. You know,
This was McKenzie's try. And their continuity is coming to
line. Look at this for gas.
Yes. And Jordy Barrett isn't...
Jordy, what about Bowden?
Bowden left behind. It's like,
hopefully this can spark something.
Boss, that wing. Number 11, Ubi Chiefs.
The Japanese kid.
Big boy.
The Makaliyo. He's
a big boy.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah.
But it's good to see the Chiefs actually playing.
Not
as well as they can, but it's better.
Yeah.
It's better. I'm still not a believer in Colin Cooper, but we'll see. But we'll see where that takes. Yeah, he's a battering ram. He's the guy that scored a hat trick, I think, against the baby box last year. Under-21 championship.
Okay.
Nice.
Wait.
Super Rugby.
Talking about the South African team, to be honest.
Sharks.
Stormers. Hey! Stormers, I was really panicking. The way they started off against the Bulls, like, I couldn't see anything coming together. But now,
But because Egon Seconds played his part in helping him beat the Bulls. And then.
Constant.
And then, obviously, because they played against the tired Jaguars.
But now we're seeing fire because we're going to have kind of a conkey. His performance was just. It was what you expect from the guy. He performed very well yesterday, and it's going to be hard to.
Do you think Villamsa should be playing 10? Should be starting 10?
Instead of. I don't know.
He's benefiting from all the space, but I just think he can offer a bit more.
Then, captain!
He's doing well.
You, in high school, he was bigger. You don't believe me, but he was big.
Who?
He was big.
Yeah.
And he would just. He's done with you. I remember we played them as well in high school. That game we won by 1 point.
We won?
You can do research. This is why social media.
I'll take your word for it.
But that's the messed up thing about it. Oh, she doesn't matter, what did you do?
Where did you get your source of all your stories?
That's the thing about. rugby playing Zimbabwe. I can tell you there are a lot of people who can turn on the TV, watch some rugby, and they tell you, shut me, high school, whatever, uni, I played with these guys. Sharks. Beast is going to be here next weekend.
No.
The machinery exchange. But it would be good to go and enjoy, you know.
Go and support the cheetahs.
Watch some good rugby. Hey.
Watch the cheetahs.
Yeah.
Watch the cheetahs.
Support the cheetahs.
Big tournament coming up.
We need to win that.
Hong Kong, man. It's about time. This group, they need. Us
getting into the circuit. My gosh.
That's the life.
They need to.
Yes, they think it's like Vegas. Canada. Willers. Wellington. What's the last leg? London. Paris. Paris is before London.
London
is the last one.
Yeah. Hopefully they get it done. Have you seen their group?
The squad?
No, their group for whatever.
Yes, I did. We've done it twice.
But
after the whistle blows.
Same thing.
The bloody Saturn.
Same
Yes.
Yes. Seconds.
You brought him next to it.
Why?
What were we talking about here?
We're
still talking about
Super Rugby. Rugby.
What does that mean to us?
Rugby is the other winner and you want to turn.
Sure.
To be honest with you, I didn't know.
Australian rugby is
Australian conference isn't.
Rebels are doing it.
Yeah, Rebels are doing well, but do you reckon they'll win? They'll beat the Lions today? No, I don't think so.
They can pull an upset. Where are they playing? They're
playing Emirates. Yeah.
It'll be a good. It's gonna be a good.
It's gonna be a good game, eh?
What way you must fight them?
Click.
Would you get those jerseys? Superhero. I'd rather get a ticket to end game, you know.
Premier. 20 US, yeah.
I can't wait for that.
April is around the corner, we're about to see.
Can't wait for that. Thanos must. Now, Captain Marvel.
Where is Fury?
Funny enough,
where is Fury?
No spoilers.
Yes, Fury is going
to be. What are you talking about? You don't watch it. Did you say you're watching on Tuesday?
I was supposed to watch it.
Then life happened.
Yeah, steak happened, bro.
T-bone.
Steak bone, bro.
Steak.
If, when you watch.
What the hell? Dude, what's this?
Matter
knife.
Okay.
A knife.
Okay.
You slice the steak.
What was that? I'm going to treble. HB. What does HB say?
No, this is a PG. This is a PG.
You call me Yay.
This is a PG.
Sweet
Yay.
Right. You were talking about
World V.
What?
This World V that they're proposing.
Gentlemen.
It's going to be. I see what they're trying to do, Gavin.
No.
They're trying to keep rugby in the. Always like in the forefront of sports, because right now all you have is Super Rugby,
yeah,
as a big thing, mm-hmm. And you have World Cup every 4 years and Lions Tour every year.
Right. Okay.
What like Europa Cup,
Europa League. Yeah.
And it was 2 years before or after.
Yeah, but HB. Okay. No, this is a money grab, right? We all know it's a money grab.
Of course.
But then let's. The one person who's in a lot, who has a lot of work to do right now is Augustin Pichon.
Team Hero is not the Aquarius.
He wants. Take it.
Pichon has a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Because the rhetoric that he was spewing, because you know how the residency rule is going to be changed. Like, you have been living in the country for 5 years. This literally. All it does is just make the problem worse in terms of Islanders and the Pacific Island teams not being involved. Because now you're going to see Fijians, Samoans moving to these countries younger or being picked up younger. Instead of being picked up after high school, you get picked up at the start of high school. So what it does is it makes that problem worse. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So Pichu has a lot to do to manage that because. He was the one screaming against this whole thing of, oh no, we need to be in a country. He's the one that was screaming against it. But now, with these measures now, it's going to make that problem even worse. That's the first problem on the periphery. The second thing is, how can you justify it? The states aren't even onto the top 10. How do you justify it? How do you justify what? Because of money.
Yes,
they need to.
Yes,
they need to earn their way.
It's money.
They'll earn it.
It's money.
They'll earn it.
Yeah, okay.
They'll earn the money.
But they need to earn their way in now.
Yes, they will earn it. Or run now.
They need to earn it. They need to earn their
way. Those guys throw money in everything and it works. They really throw shit in everything and it works.
The world.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I mean, if you want to ring fence rugby for the top. For the top 12 teams for 10 years. Come on, man. That goes against every. It actually, what it does is it actually, what's the word? Everybody who said that the World Rugby Tour, that it's an elite sport, yeah, it fortifies that idea.
Captain, my captain! The man is a beast.
Born in the. Anyway,
Eastern Cape.
It's going to be interesting how they make it work, if it works at all.
It's a bit interesting.
It won't work.
It won't work?
It won't work.
B, what are you saying?
Come on, bro.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Right, what's the last topic here?
Have a good weekend.
That was pretty much it.
Stay safe. Cyclone Dai is raging.
Apparently tomorrow the winds are gonna be
pick up.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty real tomorrow.
So nothing like see that video Sunday.
That's circulating in that church. Yeah, I think it was CNN. Like,
yeah.
Imagine that is the iris of the cycle. Mm. It's pretty mean.
Of the cycle.
But I think it will drive
the iris of the cycle.
The cycling.
Fight the idiots.
Yeah, I think it will die down when it gets. You know why? It's not number one, but.
We needed some water.
So, thank the Almighty that we're getting bats. And this right now is dog bats. It's just a tricky bat. That's
UK touch. What you say?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you. Signing out from the clubhouse.